it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down as the Thursday night throwdown has begun. 24 hours ago, we were all wondering, will they stay or will they go as the National Basketball Association players walked off the court, and the thought was that they were going to shut it down and pop and burst the bubble. But after overnight talks, they decide to resume a play. We don't know exactly when they're going to resume a play. The expectation is on Saturday. Obviously, it's a fluid situation. A lot of stuff went on behind the scenes, and of course, there are reports that both the Los Angeles Clippers and the Los Angeles Lakers, two basketball teams that hold a lot of power right now in the National Basketball Association due to LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, both wanted to walk. And now reports are that both LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard were adamant about not playing moving forward. And amazingly enough, and listen, LeBron James might be the king, but Michael Jordan is the emperor. And it's ironic because Michael Jordan has been criticized a lot over the years for his lack of social involvement. But now we get word that Michael Jordan is actually the liaison right now between the players, the owners, the league. And it was Michael Jordan that was talking to Kawhi Leonard and talking to LeBron James overnight. A lot of stuff to get to, but the NBA will resume. Although you really have to wonder just how fragile the situation is. The National Hockey League decides to shut it down. And while the National Hockey League did not look good last night, and they knew they didn't look good last night, the fact of the matter is the National Hockey League got caught off guard. The players got caught off guard by the Milwaukee Bucks. And in fact, even NBA players were upset that the Bucks didn't tell anybody that they were going to do this before they did it. They're not mad that they did it. They were upset that the Bucks didn't tell anybody that they were going to do it. There's actually a little bit of unrest in the bubble right now. It's not as if those guys and every guy on every team is going to think the exact same way, right? So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out moving forward. We're going to break it down. We're going to get into some picks, though. Baseball, Jackie Robinson. Sports Rage Late Night has begun. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. we can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Sports Rage late night. I am Gabe Morenci. Steve Merrill will step up and in a couple of minutes. A lot of stuff to get to with Merrill. We'll talk the impact of the NBA and the delay moving forward from a handicapping perspective. And, you know, you really do have to wonder right now about the dynamic moving forward of these basketball games. It's pretty clear that not everybody in that bubble wants to be in that bubble right now. And it's also pretty clear that even teammates have, you know, teammates are not all going to agree on what is the best course moving forward. Now, Doc Rivers, who is one of the more respected men in the National Basketball Association, you know, he believes, and I actually agree with Doc Rivers and with Michael Jordan, that the platform that they're given is better to use and to play this thing out and take it, you know, day by day, but to play it out than it is to shut it down. Now, I think, you know, obviously the decisions that they make have such long-term ramifications on the league as well. But I give credit to the NBA players and to basically every athlete out there right now, except for the golfers. Except, and listen, I'm not calling the golfers out. I'm not going to say, oh, I can't believe they're playing. I know why they're playing. They're playing for $15 million cash. Hell, I'd be playing. If you told me right now, listen, there's a golf tournament going on, and if you do well in this tournament, you'll advance into next week's tournament, and if you win that, then you win $15 million cash, I'd be yeah, I'm there. I'll be like, yeah, I'll join the protest after I win the 15 mil, all right? I'll join the protest after. Yet, on a deeper note, it really is amazing. And it's actually sad, though. Jackie Robinson, somebody that's been a hero to me, I've always, like, respected his tenacity, his toughness. I think the fact as well that that I'm from Montreal and Jackie Robinson played in Montreal before he played for the Dodgers. As you know, the Montreal Royals was the Brooklyn Dodgers farm team in the International League at the time. So basically all the greats that played for the Brooklyn Dodgers all played in Montreal before. They actually went through the system in those days. You know, and you know, Duke Snyder, the great Duke Snyder, was actually a longtime Montreal Expo radio analyst. Like Tommy Lasorda played in Montreal, Jackie Robinson, Pee Wee Reeves. Like we go down the list, they all played. But you know, Jackie Robinson famously stated when he got to Montreal, and they said, "Hey Jackie, how's life in Montreal treating you?" And he said, "It's the first time I ever ran from a mob of white people, not out of fear, but because there was a pack and they were all grabbing at me. They wanted my autograph." Like he had so many fans and stuff. There's a statue of Jackie Robinson outside the Olympic Stadium in Montreal. And, you know, and it puts baseball players in a unique situation. If they, you know, they have to play. Like that's, you know, Jackie Robinson played, right? Jackie Robinson didn't boycott. He played. He bared the brunt of this for every other athlete right now. Yet, unfortunately, not much has changed. Like, really, not much has changed. And, you know, that's, you know, I think we've seen over the last 24, 48 hours, and even over the last months and years, that people are still ultra uber racist. So many people are. And it really amazes me, too, that how many people are sports fans but actually hate black people. Like, I don't know. I actually feel sorry for you. Like, people that just see hate and negativity and everything and love divisiveness. And I feel sorry for you. You'll live a shorter life as well. People that just hate all the time actually do live shorter lives. Like, literally and figuratively. Like, the brain knows it. It's almost like, yeah, right. Like, you know what? You're not doing anything productive, anything. Anyway, so. But, yeah, it really is amazing to me. Just, like, at the core, how quickly, like, people are racist. At their core, when it comes down to this stuff. And it amazes me, too, like, how angry people get over a couple of games not being played. Like, saying that, you know, I'm never going to watch again. Like, you know, who really says that? Besides, like, a Russian bot. Yesterday, Twitter blew up, and it was great. Twitter blew up, and there was, like, a bunch of tweets. There were a million tweets about how, like, the Raptors, if the Raptors boycott. And I've been a Raptor season ticket holder since 1971. I'm outraged. Number one, jackass, anyone that would be a season ticket holder in 1971 isn't on Twitter complaining right now. They're dead. Number two, the Toronto Raptors didn't exist in 1971. Like, it's crazy. Like, even like that bot stuff is like in sports, man. It's even in sports. And that's where we're at right now. I have to tell you, man, I was barely on Twitter today. I promoted my shows a couple of times. I retweeted a couple of football stories, but I feel so much better. It's just so cleansing. I swear to God, man, you spend time on Twitter during like issues like weeks like this, man, you'll be like 10 times dumber. Einstein would like end up like a moron. In this era right now. So it is interesting, though, the dynamic right now of who's into this thing, right? There are going to be some players that are, some players aren't. Like, what's the dynamic moving forward right now? And what happens if somebody else gets shot in a couple of days? Then it's just over. Let's just be real. Right. So this is an extremely fragile situation. Yet, you know, I think like what stands out to me the most, especially with it being a Jackie Robinson Day, is the anger and the racism that is displayed immediately because three basketball games weren't played. Oh, God forbid. Oh, I'm never watching again. I'm never watching the NBA again. The Orlando Magic didn't play the Milwaukee Bucks. That's it, I'm done. All right, don't let the door hit you on the way out, Felicia. I'm getting tweets from people. Well, I'm never going to another NBA game again. Listen, jackass, you don't even live in a city where there's an NBA team, all right? You haven't left your house in 3 years, all right? Yeah, good for you. You're not going to a game. I'm sure LeBron is, like, brokenhearted about this. You know, that's the thing, and I brought this up. To me, that's the thing that sticks out the most is the overall lack of empathy and respect. As I've stated many times, you don't have to agree with something. And I know there's always going to be multiple sides to every story. But as opposed to, like, not agreeing, people go into, like, hating. So it's like, yeah, well, you're not really listening if you're just going into hating, right? There's a difference between disagreeing and just being a hater and being racist and being full of hate. There are differences and being ignorant. You know, smart people can agree to disagree, but unfortunately, There's not a lot of smart people left anymore. Bumper sticker politics. Jesus says turn the other cheek. I say Jesus is soft on crime. Steve Merrill will step up and then Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morency. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. And your rage. Steve Merrill steps up and in. Wager talk. As we talk wagers with Steve Merrill. And more in the crazy week. That is Steve Merrill. How you doing, Steve?
You're going to get me in so much trouble tonight, Gabe. I can feel it already.
Yeah, no, you know what? I'm almost worn out, actually. I'm almost worn out over the last 24, 48 to 72 hours. So really, I almost just want to look at it from how do you handicap this stuff, right? Moving forward, how do you approach this moving forward? But I'll tell you what, though, Steve, I already had my my reservations about certain NFL futures, like win totals and stuff like that, because it said 16 games must be played, and I don't know, like basically, the New York Giants came out and basically stated, they said, "Wow, have you guys considered like not playing?" And Saquon Barkley said, yes, yes, we have. And then it went right to opening night, Monday Night Football. And the thing is, it's not a protest if you tell people in advance, Steve, right? If you conveniently tell everyone, oh, yeah, yeah, we're not playing in 10 days, then it's not an inconvenience. So it's almost like if they're going to do it, they almost have to do it like half an hour or sort of like the baseball teams are doing now. They go on the field and then they leave or they sort of linger and they do it 10 minutes before the game. But, man, you think people were pissed over like people got upset about a stupid Milwaukee Buck Orlando Magic game? Just imagine the first opening Monday Night Football game of the year this year. Pittsburgh Steelers at New York Giants and they walk. Dear God, I don't even want to imagine it, man. Like, things are already ugly enough as it is, Steve, but there's your future right there. There's the game. Like, I don't know, man. What about you and future bets right now? What do you recommend, Steve?
Well, I mean, in general, you know, we say every year that you have to have a huge edge in order to justify having the house hold your money for 7 months interest-free, have less in your bankroll to roll over every day on daily wagers. And then on top of that, there's usually a big house advantage more so built into the future bets. And now on top of that, that's a regular year. And now in 2020, we have a whole nother element of uncertainty. So, I mean, basically, I'm not looking at the futures much at all. I mean, I don't look at them a ton anyway for the reasons I just mentioned. I always say, as you know, I've told you and Cam this before, I always lean towards unders because basically the odds are priced on a normal situation. If there's a key injury or something, it only helps the under. Right. And it's the same thing this year. I mean, you know, if there's COVID outbreaks to start players or something, or a guy decides to sit out. I mean, I guess the other side of that game would be if the other team playing your team that you have the under on sits out, maybe you end up getting a win when you thought the game would be a loss. But for the most part, the unders are safer plays, I think.
Yeah, you know, and it's tough because I get excited. I look at some of the futures and I'm like, oh, man. But let me ask you, though, like baseball. Baseball is a little different right now, Steve. You know, like you look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, they're plus 380 to win the World Series. If it was a 162-game season, they would be like the same number right now. And you're getting plus 380, and there's you don't have to wait that long. Look, what are we right now? We're already into late August right now. I mean, I believe the baseball season ends like September 23rd, 24th, like that weekend. It doesn't even end like the last week of September. It's the week, like the second to last week. And then we're into the playoffs. I think I can make a safer argument for that, Steve. Right. And I think we're far enough along right now that I think we can kind of say, yeah, they're going to play the World Series. Like they're not going to walk. Like, and they're already creating a bubble, Steve, for like the playoffs and stuff. They're not. No, they are dumb. I was going to say they're not dumb. They are dumb, but better late than never. They're creating a bubble, so the World Series will be in a neutral field and stuff in California and in Texas. They're going to have playoffs and like, because you know, once it gets to the playoffs, Steve, there's so much TV money at stake. They can't afford these games to get canceled.
Yeah, I was going to say the one concern I guess I have with the baseball playoffs is. Exactly. I mean, they're doing best of threes. So even like the Dodgers, you know, could get bumped in a best of three series in that first round. I guess that would be my concern.
They get the bye.
They do. That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, but they'll have to play a best of five. You know what I mean?
Best of five. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Wild card is three. Division five. League is seven. Yeah. You're right.
It used to be wild card one, right? It was just that one game, which was kind of stupid. But it was just that one game. Now there's going to be a bunch of best of two or three series, Steve. Right? And like, so that sort of last week that would have been the regular season will be a bunch of those. I mean, 16 teams make the playoffs now, bro. So, you know.
The whole NL West. Half of it's the NL West right now. That's what cracks me up.
I know, but, you know, this is why, though, I actually like the Dodgers. Because you look at the Dodgers, who they're going to have to play in the National League. Their path is easy. If you look at the American League, Steve, there's quite a few teams you can make a legitimate argument that could get to the World Series. The New York Yankees could make the World Series. The Tampa Bay Rays could easily get to the World Series. The Minnesota Twins could make the World Series. Cleveland are good this year. Hey, you can't write Cleveland off. Cleveland can make the World Series. Oakland can make the World Series. Houston can make the World Series. That's just six teams off the top of my head, Steve, that are all damn good in the American League. If you're the Dodgers, you know, and all those teams are going to eventually play each other and cannibalize each other. If you're the Dodgers, you deal with a young upstart San Diego team. You deal with the Braves. It's not the same gauntlet as the American League.
But, Gabe, are you seeing that? I'm trying to pull it up now. You're seeing the Dodgers. Yeah, I'm seeing them FanDuel 380, right? Wow.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Yeah. Pretty good odds, Merrill.
I saw them as low as like 3-1 with the season. Yeah, I know. I mean, I saw them as low as 3-1 when the season started. That makes absolutely no sense. I will say this. FanDuel gets a lot of action. They get a lot of public action. They have some good prices at times, as you and I know. I'm trying to look at some other books now, but they don't have them up overnight. I would think plus 380 is a pretty generous price. I like that. I would recommend people playing it. Yankees at 4-1, I would not recommend playing for the same reasons you're saying. Gack, Cleveland Indians 20-1. I didn't even look at this yet, Gabe. I was about to say Cleveland's my pick in the AL. Wow, 20-1. Cleveland was, until they got lost 2 out of 3 to Detroit this past weekend, they beat 20 straight, and they blew like a 5-0 lead in that first loss.
I was on that game. Yeah,
before they blew that 5-0 lead, they were 13-0 this year when they scored 3 runs or more, and now I think they're 15-2. Playoffs are all about pitching. That's why the Nationals won it last year. I like Cleveland in the AL, and I like the Dodgers. Wow, 20-1. Give me the money. And like you said, it's only 2 or 3 months. That's not what I consider a future because that's like a 2-3 month bet. That's not as bad.
Yeah. Dude, the World Series is over like October 21st or something. It's literally less than 2 months. Like it's like a 6-7 week proposition, this. And I'm telling you, like, and the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. So, you know,
by far.
And this number, it can't be dangling out there. I agree. I think Cleveland's a nice number. We talked about the Oakland Athletics at 12-1, playing some real good baseball. 12-1, double digits for a team that has a legitimate chance. But I really, you know, you look at the Dodgers, they've been knocking on the door for a couple of years. They've been to the World Series. It feels like, kind of feels like now's the time. This is their year. They're cruising. They're going to get healthier as the season goes on. You got the trade deadline coming up. It'll be interesting to see what they do there. But anything can happen, but I like their chances. And at plus 380, I mean, they're going to be favored in every game and series they play in, essentially. Like, it's just, damn.
You can always hedge out, too.
Yeah. You know, plus 3.
Let me say something. Gabe, I'm looking at one of the sharp offshore books. They got them at plus 375. They've got the Indians at 18-1. So 20-1 I really like on the Indians.
Wow. I wonder why are they putting out these nice prices? Are they trying to entice action? Are people not playing them?
Well, let me say this about the Dodgers. We did the MLB show today on Wager Talk TV before we canceled the NBA show. But I did talk baseball today. And Bueller went on the disabled list today, the injured list. And Kershaw, of course, was on it earlier this season. He was supposed to pitch tonight. He did pitch, actually. I haven't checked the result. But that's the only concern I have is if Kershaw, Bueller, if these guys aren't healthy, the pitching staff. Kershaw also has not been a great playoff pitcher. But then again, that's because there's usually 162 games. So I think he'll be good in the playoffs this year. The Dodgers there. But, you know, the Yankees also have been really good when they're healthy. They've had a lot of injuries. And they do have, you know, Gerrit Cole. A shutdown starter, but I still feel like Cleveland pitching wise is as good as anybody in that American League. And there again, you get them at 20-1 versus 5-1 or 4-1 with the Yankees. I like Cleveland there. They might not win the thing, but boy, you could hedge out on that. They're going to win the division probably, so they won't have to play that damn best of three series. And I think that's the way you got to look at futures. You got to get value when you play these if your money's going to be tied up.
I think it's a very good point, Steve, as far as Clayton Kershaw. You know, a guy, he's got a lot of innings on his arm over the years. You get far into the playoffs, and he's a little worn out. This year will be different. It's a great point. And today, through 86 pitches, 59 of them were strikes, 6 innings, 4 hits, a shutout, no earned runs. And, in fact, the Dodgers went back-to-back, guys. They played 14 innings, and they shut San Francisco out in both games. That's like, I'm telling you, the Dodgers ain't playing around. All right. Dodgers aren't playing. So, you know, it's funny because I've been looking at football futures, Steve, and I want to get your take off football futures as well. And you were sort of saying, well, you're not really into them too much. And I understand that. But I wanted your take as far as some of the dynamics moving forward here. The preposterousness of fans being allowed in some stadiums, but not others, Steve.
Yeah.
It creates a massive competitive imbalance. And specifically, like, the Dallas Cowboys are the ones that, like, they're the ones that gain the most out of this. They play in a division where the other three teams in a division don't have fans, but they do. And it's like they're the only one fans. And the thing is, they also can have quite a lot of fans there. Philadelphia's got offensive line problems already, guys. Like, the Eagles are just cursed with injuries all the time. I don't see how the Cowboys don't win that division. All right, more Steve Merrill. We're going to get into Daytona as well. Some NASCAR. The last race before the chase, the playoffs. Sports Rage Late Night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night and your rage. All right, so the NBA will be resuming. We don't have an official start time when. I believe it's going to be on Saturday. I would imagine Saturday afternoon. It might be Sunday, Steve. So, you know, the reports are that LeBron James and people always sort of said, wow, whatever LeBron James says, that, you know, everyone else is going to follow, that he runs the league. And I guess that's clearly not the case. Is LeBron James wanted to shut things down, and Kawhi Leonard stood up and agreed, as you know, they're all in the hotel together. So, you know, they were all in person and Kawhi agreed, and the Clippers and the Lakers were going to shut things down. Michael Jordan is involved. Doc Rivers, the coach of the Clippers, and, you know, not all players wanted to shut it down. A lot of players were saying, you know, we've already been in a bubble for 53 days. Like, come on, let's just finish this thing right now. So it's been a pretty crazy couple of days. But from a handicapping standpoint, it does have an impact on things as well as, like, Russell Westbrook. Oklahoma City were back in that thing, man. And Houston were gassed. Like, James Harden was beat up. Like, he was carrying a load all by himself. You know, Westbrook could be back now. The Toronto Raptors had concerns. Kyle Lowry sprained his ankle. His status was unknown for what would have been game one tonight. This really sort of resets everything once again. And then you have to wonder about the dynamic in the bubble amongst teammates and amongst teams, as not every NBA player is on the same page. Reports were that things got pretty heated last night, and there was quite a lot of fighting going on, even amongst themselves. What do you make of everything, Steve? You know, you said you're going to get in trouble tonight, so I won't muzzle you. At least I'll give you your chance here.
I'm kidding. No, I mean, I just
I'm give you your chance. Here it is, Merrill.
No, I'm going to restrain, man. I've got good willpower and self-restraint.
No, say whatever you want. It's free. Whatever you got.
No, okay. I mean, there's actually – no, but, I mean, for you, we're making money handicapping these games and betting them, you know, so there is a lot to talk about on that angle. I'll just say tongue-in-cheek, I'm so glad that LeBron and all these guys are finally stepping up for the human rights violations in China. I'm glad to see that. If they want to sit out the rest of the season, that's fantastic. I support them full-heartedly. Now, Gabe, I thought of you actually yesterday because you know what happened
China,
here. I mean,
China
you and I can picture
next.
This.
China will be next.
It's like, well, yeah, right. Yeah, right, that's it. China, the NBA League, is the ones that told them to get back out there and play, by the way. But remember the hotel pictures when they first got down there a couple months ago? We were doing the shows. I was trying to – who was the guy that was – it was – what's his name? J.R. Smith, right? And then you said – he kind of got a message all of a sudden, like at 4 or 5 in the morning, and it was like, bye, guys, I got to shut it down. That's kind of, I have a feeling that's kind of what happened here is, you know, they let the guys sit out a game. They let them make their statement. And then behind the scenes, they're like, okay, you guys are going to play in a couple of days, you know, and who knows how it went down. LeBron's the one, that guy that could sit out, you know, he's made millions of dollars. He's famous. But yeah, most of these guys, if you've been down there, like you said, for 2 or 3 months, you've quarantined for a month before you could play. I mean, they'd be like, what? You know, we're in the playoffs now. We're going to just stop. I mean, I think it's actually harder to stop for that reason than in a normal season. So I think they definitely play. I think Saturday, like you said, makes the most sense. Everybody kind of wins in that situation. They made a statement. They've set out, you know, they've canceled 2 or 3 days of games. Doesn't look like they're capitulating, even though they behind the scenes probably really are. With that said, though, as far as handicapping, I do think it brings another element that we did not have to worry about since the bubble regular season games. You know, I said the last couple weeks that the regular season was like handicapping the NFL preseason. You had to read between the lines on every game. It was all about motivation. Normally, you don't worry about that in the playoffs unless the team is down like 0-3 maybe. I think you're exactly right about the restart here. It's going to help teams that were struggling. It's going to hurt teams that were hot. Look at that in baseball. You know, we talked about the Dodgers earlier. Giants had won, what, was 6 or 7 straight? 6 out of 7 as an underdog, 7 in a row. They lose 9-0 combined in the 2 games today after being off yesterday. So I think both baseball and basketball, we have to take that into consideration here over the next week till we see how this stuff plays out.
Steve Merrill with us. And you know, the thing is, I think they're actually genuine in this. I think actually some guys, you know, you got to realize people need to know that a lot of people, fans care more sort of about the wins and losses than players do, really, right? Like, a player is playing, it's his job, you know, he's making money. He might like the team that he plays for and his teammates, etc. But ultimately, it's a business and just a job to them. So, you know, I think, you know, when you talk about like a championship and stuff, like a guy, like a kid like Donovan Mitchell, Steve, he's 23 years old. He seems to be pretty upset. Like, he's willing to walk. And, you know, I don't think, like, it was sort of like the coronavirus stuff with, like, baseball players. Well, what about the chance to win a World Series? It's like, yeah, whatever. It'll be there next year as well, right? So I think, you know, I think they are genuine with their intentions. But at the same point in time, I don't think they were forced, Steve. But at the same point in time, I think, and Michael Jordan was the one, he's supposedly the liaison owner, speaking to the players the most, is that it does have massive ramifications, like just shutting the league down as a whole, right? Moving forward, like it's past protests. It's like now, guys, you're basically destroying the league, right? It's like, we totally get your protest, but, you know, like we're going, you know, this is going to be bad. And boy, by the way, we're going to owe hundreds of millions of dollars to the networks, and who's going to pay that? So I can get it. You got to believe that. And it's sensitive to bring that up, right? When everyone's emotional about real stuff, Steve, but you know, some attorney had to bring up and say, guys, we don't play. We owe ESPN and TNT $448 million. Who's paying that $448 million? Like, you know, like stuff like that. That's just reality that comes in. And my belief is, Steve, it's always best make the money and then make the difference that you want to make, Steve, right?
Exactly.
I don't think you're not. And no, your haters are winning if you quit. You don't think like a bunch of racist cops would just laugh and go, oh, these stupid NBA players actually quit and stuff. No, you can't quit, Steve. You can make your money and then make the change you want after in society.
That's exactly right. And yeah, I'm going to make it very clear. You know, when I talked about they need to play and all this other stuff, I think they all have very good intentions. And I don't dislike the NBA players. I think they're good people. I think they're a lot of them are naive and maybe, you know, a little ignorant of what the real world is like because they made so much money so fast. But yeah, you're exactly right. We talked about this months ago. Remember when we talked about the names on the jerseys? And I said they should put hashtag hypocrisy for all of them. And they're like, well, some of these guys do good stuff. They got charities. Like, oh, exactly right. And then, you know, Cam, you and I both said, that's a great idea. Let's put the hashtag for their actual charity on the back of their jerseys, you know, like the one LeBron has or a lot of these guys have. That actually makes a difference. You know, then people can donate to them. Then people can research them. They can find out about them. You know, just walking off the court and not playing is not changing anything. And all it's doing is just biting the hand that feeds you.
But it's fluid, right? It's like, you know what I mean? They're acting on raw emotion, and it wasn't planned. Like, the Bucks started all of this, Steve, right? That's the thing. Like, it wasn't like a, you know, the Raptors and the Celtics were talking about it. They're the ones that started it. Like, the Raptors and the Bucks, the Raptors and the Celtics behind the scenes, there was deep talks about not playing game one. And Milwaukee just re-upped it. Milwaukee just said, all right. But, you know, there are reports now, Steve, that other NBA teams were mad last night at the meeting and got into it with the Bucks because they said, you know, you could have told us you were going to do this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't know. And now, like, you know, we were ready. We were out there. And basically they said, we stand with you, but we have to be more unified moving forward. Like, that was one of the things that the NBA players were saying. We can't just be acting on our own here. We need to be on the same page with things. And a good thing they came out with last night, it's a good idea, is they basically, they're starting a fund. They're all putting money in to support black candidates, young black political candidates. That's grassroots action. So, but Steve, that wouldn't have happened if they didn't walk and they weren't all in that hotel room, ballroom together last night, bro. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Something positive came out of it.
And look, I hate these riots, these peaceful protests that are burning down cities. You know, I hate all of that. But the sad fact is that they do somewhat get results. You know, it's what's the old saying? The squeaky wheel gets more oil. I mean, there is some truth. Unfortunately, the riot does get attention to these causes. Now, you know, I think there's a balance in life. And obviously, burning down a city is extreme, you know. But obviously, if you don't do something, you don't get attention either. So there's a middle ground to all this. And I think that's an excellent point, Cabe. You know, 1 or 2 days of no games. If they can make something positive out of it, I have no problem. So if they're going to start a fund, if they're going to start some kind of charity, if they're going to, you know, bring more recognition to the problems, that's great. But most of the time, you know, they just walk off. All it does is piss off the fans. They lose the fans. You know, it's just you got to do it right. There's a balancing act, and hopefully they found that. They get back to play to tomorrow, Saturday. I think that'd be the way to do it.
You know, the thing is, and we'll get into the handicapping of it, but you know, the thing is, Steve, it's just, the NBA fans all support the players, right? So that's another thing. Like, they're sort of preaching to the converted already. Like, I've seen numbers.
Right.
Like, even in Milwaukee, basically, Steve, it was like 93% of people polled in the Milwaukee newspaper supported the Bucks players. Like, there was another, I saw another poll, like 80% of NBA fans as a whole, 85% support. Like, so, there, you know what I mean? But It's getting attention. You're right. So it's getting attention. Listen, protests is never pretty. It's never easy. And, you know, there's not everyone's always going to be on the same page. It's too bad that we are where we're at right now. And it goes to show, though, just the, you know, we all thought we had daily problems before, and we did. But think about, like, just the way the world was before. You know, it was just like 118 games a night, and, you know, businesses were open and airports were full. And here, yeah, man, just it's amazing. 2020 has just been a year from hell, and there's still 127 days left right now.
Still and a half years left of the decade.
Yeah. And that's, you remember the CNN documentaries? The 60s, the 70s.
Yeah, those are great. I used to watch all those. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that. The 20s. We're going to be old men, Steve.
The 2020s.
Like, oh, that wasn't good. The 20s.
The Roaring 20s part two.
Yeah, the roaring 20s. That didn't go so well. So, yeah, it's tough. And then you got to sort of switch gears into handicapping this stuff, right? The thing is,
yeah, well, Gabe, I'll tell you what. The Bucks,
I was going to say, though.
Yeah, the Bucks series is fascinating to talk about, though.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, bring it on.
But I was just going to say, I mean, look at yesterday. The games take place as they should have. You've got a 14-point dog in the Magic, a 13-point dog in the Blazers. There are 90-some% chance they both get eliminated. Their seasons are over. Now they have a 2 or 3 day death sentence, you know, pardon for 2 or 3 days. And we saw how bad the Bucks looked in game one when they were flat. We saw how bad the Lakers looked. Now, granted, Damian Lillard is out. I don't know. Can he get healthy now? I haven't looked into that, actually.
No,
I don't know if his finger can get healthy in these
bubble.
3 days.
He's done.
Oh, that's right. So would he have been able to get healthy, I wonder? That's an interesting question.
No, he's got a sprained knee now as well.
Oh, that's right. My bad. Yeah, you're right. He had the knee too. But the Magic is interesting because, you know, the Bucks, not only have they shown the tendency to be flat for several games, you know, they had to come from behind back in, what was it, game four the other day as well. And then on top of that, they're the team that started all this controversy, and it was Wisconsin, their home state. So, yeah, I think that game's going to be very fascinating. I don't know what to make of that.
You know what? I was on the Orlando Magic in that game. I took them like about a 5 minutes
loss
before it got shut down. And you know what?
I was in game four where they were winning outright.
I want to go back to them. I'm going to go back to Orlando, actually, in this game. You know, Mil, as you stated, it's a weird, I don't know, do you want to lay 14 points with a distracted team right now? Like the whole, like I said,
no. The
luster is sort of worn off. You know, a bunch of players are playing. You sort of know, don't really want to be there. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Portrait late night continues. Level one has just flown by. Quickest 120 minutes in sports, as always. Steve Merrill kicking it with us. And we'll get to some NASCAR on the other side as well. We're discussing the NBA. But let's get it to it from, we've got about 2 minutes here for the top of the hour. And we'll hit some NASCAR on the other side. Steve Merrill, Wager Talk TV, kicking it with us. So, Steve, we don't have game lines up, but we have series prices up. Right now. And I find it interesting. The Toronto Raptors are minus 142 series favorites over the Boston Celtics. And the lack of respect that the Raptors get is something I appreciate as a Raptors better. But it really is amazing to me. You know, as I stated, just, you know, time and time again, like, you know, they sort of say respect is earned, not given. Well, you figure after winning the title and then, oh yeah, you know, like winning another 54 games this year, 53 games, 54, whatever the hell it is. And then, you know, the coach of the year and just, you know, what they've done, oh yeah, without Kawhi Leonard, still not a ton of, and it's interesting. The futures market, there's been a lot of Raptors action, but I find this series price to be low. minus 142 for the defending champions, Steve, against the Boston Celtic team that's really done nothing besides underachieve over the years.
Yeah, and obviously beating up on the Sixers, sweeping them, nothing special, although sweeping the Nets, nothing special either. So it's hard to know what either one of these teams have right now in the playoffs. Toronto played very hard in the restart games. Even when they had backups in there, they played hard. Defensively, they've been the most consistent team throughout the bubble, even the regular season. Obviously, defense very important in the playoff rounds. But just a few weeks ago, when I was looking at the future odds, Milwaukee was minus 160 to win the conference. Boston and Toronto are both 4-1. And I said on the NBA tip-off show I do on Wager Talk TV every weekday at 3 Eastern that, hey, I thought both, you know, Toronto especially and Boston had value at 4-1. And now with this craziness that's going on in the NBA, I'd be even more leery of the Bucks at minus money. So I think the winner of this series wins the NBA, Eastern Conference. It'll appear in the finals.
And, you know, if you think about it, we were talking about a Kawhi and LeBron both reportedly wanted out. Let's say they end up playing each other, too. It's just not the same without, like, epic battle that would have been. One of them loses. It's like, all right, I want to leave the bubble anyways. Have a good luck, bro. See you later. And you know what I mean? Then they're out. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.